Good evening. Good evening.
Love Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening.
Some days it seems like it'd be easier to just let go.
I know you pray for a change, to see a sunny day. Nothing good has come your way for so long. You need someone to understand, the place your heart is in. You just want to dream again and believe.
Yeah. Remember what you prayed for.
Yes.
Don't give up. So no matter what you're going through right now,
the tears may go down high.
Good evening. My name is Reverend Willie J. Ryan Jr. I bring you greetings from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Before we get started, let us pray. We thank you, Lord God, for this time of study, for this time of being able to share with your people, Lord God. Share with your people what you just taught me. I pray, Lord God, that it would be a blessing to someone, that someone will come away challenged, but also come away convicted, that they can do more, that they can be more, because you are so great in our lives. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for Brother Jesse and Sister Tammy Storr, and we thank you for just this opportunity to share. Lord God, we thank you. We give you honor and praise in Jesus' name. We say amen. Again, my name is Reverend Willie J. Van Jr. Tonight, I want to start off with a subject that is dear to my heart. I actually thank the Lord for being able to share with this. I just came out of Bible study and had to share this at my own church just 13 minutes ago. So this is fresh on my heart. But tonight we want to start a study. We want to go over and start talking about mentorship. Now, I know you might be in the listening audience be thinking, you know, why would we need to even discuss such anything like that? Why would we need to even go over what's a mentor and what's that about? Well, when you think about the nation of Israel, when you start thinking about and going over their history, they were told to pass on the knowledge that they received, the teaching, the stories, the situations that they experienced, that they were to share that story with a younger generation. When you think about what mentorship is about or being a mentor, that's all you're doing. You are, the word mentor could be defined as a wise and trusted counselor or teacher. So when we are mentoring someone, we have taken the position that we want to share with them. We want to let them know that, you know what God has done for me, he can do for you. Some of the same situations, some of the same, this road that I've traveled, I can help you avoid some of the pitfalls, help you avoid some of the things that I've experienced that hurt me, that scarred me. I can share with you so that you can not experience all that I've gone through. When you think about being a mentor or mentoring, it's very similar to discipleship. When you think about the two, they can actually be almost interchangeable. But discipleship is more concentrated in the teachings of one specific thing. When you think about those disciples, those 12 disciples of Jesus, he was teaching them who he was in relationship to who God is. But when you think about being a mentor, when you think about mentoring, it's a more broader or bigger sense when you're kind of dealing with not just one specific area, but you're dealing with multiple areas. When you start thinking about mentoring, you start thinking about the fact that there were many people who were mentored. You see, Moses was mentored by Jethro, his father-in-law. When you look at the life of Samuel was mentored by Eli. That could be found in 1 Samuel chapters 1 through 4. When you think about the 12, as I said before, you look at their lives, they were mentored by Jesus himself. And then when you look at the life of Paul, Paul mentored Timothy and others. When you think about it, and I raised the question tonight at Bible study, if you had to choose a character, if you had to choose a leader, someone in the Bible, who would be your mentor? Who would you say, you know what, I need that person to mentor me? Now, I know all of us would choose Jesus because, yes, Jesus is our ultimate measuring rod or measuring stick or the person who we ought to mostly emulate. But besides Jesus, think about it. Who would you like to mentor you? Tonight, as I asked that question, some said, one person said Peter. And I asked, why Peter? And they said, because Peter was the type of guy that I am. They're the type of person that can be smart at my mouth, and if you mess with me the wrong way, I'm going to cut you. But now here I am. After having an experience with Jesus, I'm being used to bless people. I'm being used to bring people into his knowledge and his understanding. Yeah, another person said that they would like to be, if someone had to mentor them, they wanted Job to mentor them because the life of Job, though he was a faithful man and an upright man, and when it came to a place where all was taken away from him, he turned away from what his friends said, what his wife said, what everybody else said, and said, I'm still going to trust in you, God. I'm still going to worship you. Yes, I don't like the situation. Yes, it doesn't feel good, but yet I'm still going to trust in you. When I thought about this question, I thought about it myself, and I said, you know what? If I had to choose a mentor out of the Bible, I would choose Solomon, David's son, the one who was given the right to build the temple. The reason why I would choose, because Solomon was the type of king, the type of man who looked for peace. He looked for peace and joy and in all the wrong places. He looked towards world domination and worldly power and riches and women and wine and wisdom. All these things, he said, I got to have, I got to obtain. Until he came to himself and he started thinking about who God was and how God had blessed him and how God had blessed his lineage, his father. And until he came to an understanding of that, despite all of that, as long as I have peace with God, as long as he can provide joy and happiness in my heart, that's what ultimately, that's what I'm yearning for. That's what I'm looking for. When you think about the mentor and mentee relationship, it's a relationship that you ought to be able to have accountability, but also you ought to be able to have a openness, a type of transparent, where the mentee can be open and honest with the mentor, and that the mentor can be open and honest with the mentee. Let me explain this a little bit better. When you think about being in a mentor-mentee relationship, you want to be in a place where you trust that person, where you can confide in that person, where you can just say, you know what, this is who I am and this is where I'm at. And that person, not be judgmental towards you, but that can share some of their own experiences with you and say, you know what, God delivered me from this, and God delivered me that from that. And you know what? I see in you what I used to be. And because of that, because I see that, I know where God has brought me from, so I know that God can bring you also and even take you further than where I am. That's the type of mentor-mentee relationship that we really ought to strive for. When you think about that type of relationship, you think about the life of Paul over Timothy and how he shared with him and how he all throughout the life of Paul he was the type of leader who said that it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. When you think about the mentor relationship that he had with Timothy, he always strived and said, you know, look at my life, but look at my life as I continue to follow Jesus, as I continue to do as he would say. So in that, we want to find a mentor that one that we should be transparent with and that one that can be transparent with us. Second, we want to find a mentor, someone that we can, that's, like I said, be just transparent with, but also someone that's going to be real with us. I shared tonight that there are so many people who, when we just celebrated the second inaugural of the 44th president, President Barack Obama, and how he pointed back towards not that he was doing all of this all on his own, being the president and how he got to that place, but he was standing on the shoulders of such men as Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. And when you look at it, there's a lot of people who are 20 and below or 20 or younger, rather, that don't have a connection to the struggles of the civil rights. So when he mentioned the fact that we ought to move beyond just fighting for civil rights, but just for human rights, a lot of people might not have caught that or understood what he was referring to. We need someone who can be a mentor, who has experienced some things and who can share with us and be real with us and can say, you know what, I know you don't understand everything, but I need you to trust me because I've been through this. I've gone through this path. I've gone down this road. And when we get to a place where we have that mentor that we can do that, we will be a better person. When you think about the fact that discipleship is really, and I looked up the definition, so let me give you the Webster's definition. A disciple is a follower, one who accepts and assists in the spreading and doctrines of Jesus Christ or of another. But in reference, we're talking about Jesus. So when we're talking about Christian discipleship, we're talking about the fact that we ought to be sharing with another, not just younger generation, but with anyone who Christ is, what he's done for them, what he's done in their lives, and what he's done in our own lives. I pulled up some scriptures, and one of the things that when we look at a disciple and we look at the fact of what we, as far as wanting to go through this lesson. Hold on, while I find, can't find. Oh, here we go. One of the things in Mark, the 8th chapter, verses 34 through 38, we need to understand that the disciples of Christ needs to be a set apart, that a Christian disciple is living a life of someone who is, let me put it this way, a Christian disciple is a person who has prescribed not to the ways of the world, but to the ways of Christ and to the teachings of Christ. That they have decided that no longer will they continue to live their life according to the rules and let me preface this, not saying that you are not obeying the laws of the land, because we ought to obey the laws of the land. But there comes a different mindset. There comes a different mindset that says that I'm going to live a different kind of way, that we're going to do things totally different. That, yes, I know the world says that when someone does something against me, that I ought to strike back, that I ought to get back at them. But I hear Christ saying that I have to forgive 7 times 7. I have to get to a place where I don't allow the world to have such a great influence in my life. When we think about the fact of Christian discipleship, we want to understand that there is some fruitfulness, or there are some things that in our Christian discipleship, we ought to be producing fruit. And when I say fruit, I don't mean fruit as you eat, but I mean as far as your thoughts and your words and your actions, that they ought to be, after having gone through some Christian discipleship, that the way you think, the way you speak, the way you act towards others, it ought to change. There ought to be, people ought to be able to see a change in you, where they say, hey, that, you know what? You know, he don't act the same way that he used to. You know what? I remember when. And when you get to that place, then you start realizing that God is working through you and that there must have been a change in your life. When we start thinking about Christian discipleship or even being a mentor, we want to realize that even as a mentor, that we ought to get to a place where we don't browbeat or we don't beat into someone what we feel how they ought to live, but we ought to get to a place where we're always pointing them back towards God, that we're always pointing them back towards Jesus, that we're saying, it's sort of saying your opinion and not God's opinion. We ought to always be to a place where we say, you know what, the Word of God says this. The Holy Spirit says this. This is the Word of God, and this is not my teaching, but this is God's teaching. So we thank the Lord. Tonight we just wanted to kind of go over basic, sort of set the foundation of what we want to talk about. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to pull up some examples of how or mentorship or mentor and mentee. There are some biblical examples. We're going to actually pull up some and talk about the relationship between the two. I pray that you'll be able to come back next week. I believe next week I'm going to probably have to start at 8:30. But we will send out something. Also, continue to listen to Omega Ministry Blog Talk, as on Mondays we have our own Brother Jesse Storr, who's always a great teacher. On Tuesday nights, we have Dr. William Hill and then Pastor Ken. Then on Wednesdays, we have myself. On Thursday night, we have Brother Minister Jones. And then twice a month on Saturdays, we'll have our own brother Eric Green, who will be doing a teaching. I know that Omega Ministry, we're growing. We're trying to expand. Please continue to pray for the ministry. Continue to allow us to be a blessing to you. And turn back in next week as we continue to talk about mentoring and mentoring in a Christian perspective. As always, let us pray. We thank you, Lord God. We pray that this teaching will be a blessing to someone. We pray, Lord God, that someone will even tonight think about being a mentor or even finding a mentor in their lives so that they can produce more fruit. I thank you, Lord God, for this ministry, and I pray, Lord God, that you continue to bless. As always, peace and love, Reverend Willie J. Vann, Jr.